We're going to explore now how the opioid crisis is changing the way that doctors work. Some physicians are asking new questions, like whether patients use prescription painkillers or heroin. Here's reporter James Morrison.
It's likely a doctor has asked you how many alcoholic drinks you have in a week or whether you use tobacco, but you may not have heard these questions.
Have you used heroin or prescription pain medications other than what was prescribed in the last week?
No.
Do you get sick if you cannot use heroin, methadone, or prescription pain medications?
No.
That's Nurse Susan Achenbach with the Christiana Care Health System in Northern Delaware, getting information from a new patient. Starting last fall, doctors and nurses there began asking every patient about opioid use. Because of the opioid epidemic, ER doctors at Christiana Care see 300 patients a month go through withdrawals. That's what led the health system's chief of addiction medicine, Dr. Terry Horton, to make questions about opioid use standard protocol.
We can actually leverage that opiate withdrawal by identifying it quickly, treating it rapidly, and using that as an opportunity to break the vicious cycle that they're in.
Horton and his team break that cycle by immediately giving drugs like Suboxone to prevent withdrawal symptoms. It also pairs patients with an addiction counselor and enrolls them in a community-based drug treatment program while they're in the hospital. And so far, Horton says Christiana Care has been able to steer two-thirds of patients with an opioid addiction into drug treatment.
Of those, a significant portion, more than 60%, are actually in care a month later in the community.
He says Christiana Care is also seeing a reduction in readmission rates and the number of patients leaving against medical advice. But not everyone is sold on screening for opioid abuse. Richard Sates with the Boston School of Medicine says screening identifies drug users, but it doesn't stop drug use.
And there have been thousands, maybe even hundreds of thousands of people now identified in these programs. How many of them actually go and seek treatment as a result of identification by screening is very close to zero. It just doesn't happen.
Agencies like the CDC and the U.S. Preventative Services Task Force agree. Currently, no U.S. government agency recommends screening and brief interventions for illicit drugs based on insufficient evidence. But Sates notes Christiana Care's program goes beyond screening people. The health system is treating opioid addiction like a disease with medicine and in-house specialists. He says that's not common in screening programs or the American health system in general.
What we do with alcohol and other drug use disorder is we notice it, and then maybe, at best, we'll tell the patient that they ought to find some help somewhere. And often that's it.
Sates and Horton agree the best way to curb opioid addiction is to make every aspect of treatment available within a health system instead of outsourcing it to psychiatrists and independent programs. They say identifying someone with an opioid addiction and then giving them a piece of paper with a number to call is a prescription for failure. For NPR News, I'm James Morrison in Wilmington, Delaware.
And that story comes to us as part of a reporting partnership with Kaiser Health News.